the greatest memories with your host, Ben Sandifer, bringing them back for you.
And since I did not win that big Powerball jackpot last month, I am here. Truth of the matter is, I would be here anyway because I love doing this show. Hope you enjoy listening to it. The Greatest Memories is brought to you by four great communities, all in the state of Georgia. The Gables at Wolf Creek and the Cottages on Wesleyan, both in Macon, the Cottages of Monroe, and the Cottages at Woodland Terrace in Milledgeville. You'll find them all on the internet at thecottages.us. We'll get the music part started right now with the Everly Brothers, who signed a $1 million 10-year contract with Warner Brothers Records in 1960. And here was one of their big hits on that label.
I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. I'm so lonesome every day. I want you to know that since you walked out on me, nothing seems to be the same old way.
That's Domino.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you. Yes, I do. And I'm saving all my love in jail for you. Need your loving and I need it bad. Just like a dog when he's going mad. Ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee. Baby, won't you give your love to me? Any minute in money more. Told me and warned me around no more. Ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee. Baby, don't you let your dog bite me. Me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you.
Domino, who turns 88 years old this month. Some other celebrity milestone birthdays: actress Jane Seymour, 65. Sandy Duncan is 70. Nick Nolte, 75. Burt Reynolds and NFL great Jim Brown, both 80. Novelist Toni Morrison is 90. And someone help me figure this out, please. Are we celebrating the 100th birthday or the 25th birthday of the late Dinah Shore this month? You see, she was born on February 29th, 1916. And of course, February 29th only comes around every 4 years. So while you do the math, Dinah will sing a song for us.
Folks are dumb where I come from. They ain't had any learning. Still they're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Folks like us could never fuss with schools and books and learning. Still we've gone from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write when you're out with a fella in the pale moonlight. You don't have to look in a book to find what he thinks of the moon and what is on his mind. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's and they cash them just the same. Grandpa Dick was always sick but never saw a doctor. He just died at 93 doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Now he plays with matches. He'll collect, just wait and see, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Uncle Paul heard someone call when he just had two deuces. He wound up with aces three, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally. You don't have to go to a private school not to turn up your bustle to a stubborn mule. You don't have to have a professor's dome not to go for the honey when the bee's at home.
That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
A nice young man named Harry is stuck on Sister Flo. She'd like to marry Harry, but his wife won't let him go. If you saw my pa and ma, you'd know they had no learning. Still they raised a family, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally. A top five hit parade song for Dinah Shore in 1946 on The Greatest Memories.
Hi, this is Nancy Full of Love, community manager for the cottages at Woodland Terrace in Milledgeville, Georgia. And I'd like you to hear what some of our residents have to say about our community.
Galen Treichler, and I've lived here in Milledgeville for 32 years. We've decided to downsize, and we looked around the area, and we're so pleased to find that the cottages was here. It was almost a no-brainer that we knew when we finally sold our home on the lake that we would come to the cottages. One of the big reliefs is, you know, when you have your own home, you've got a lot of responsibility. You got to keep it looking nice. You got to repair it. You got to do all these things and keep it current. And now I just turn it over to Nancy.
I would love to show you our community. The cottages at Woodland Terrace is on Fernwood Drive, right off Highway 441, close to Milledgeville Mall. To schedule a tour of the cottages at Woodland Terrace, call me at 414-1234. The cottages at Woodland Terrace.
And that area code, by the way, is 478. You can also visit the cottages at Woodland Terrace on the internet, thecottages.us.
The greatest memories.
about souvenirs.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. As a white knight on his steed, now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really
from the Monkees. MTV aired 22 hours of the Monkees TV show to celebrate the band's 20th anniversary in February 1986. Now, as long as we've got the TV on, the Bee Gees made their U.S. television debut in 1968 on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. American Bandstand, already a national show, moved from Philadelphia to Los Angeles, February 1964. And in 1949, 8-year-old Ricky Nelson joined the cast of his parents' radio show, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, and of course that show moved to television 3 years later.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Ricky Nelson and Travelin' Man on The Greatest Memories.
Hi, I'm John Jones, theater manager of Macon Little Theater, with Show Tune Spotlight. Theaters had been around in New York City since the middle of the 18th century, but the area that we've come to know as Broadway did not become active until the 1920s and 30s. One of the early musicals, which opened 95 years ago, was called Shuffle Along, with music and lyrics by vaudeville veterans Noble Sissle and Eubie Blake. Shuffle Along was the first successful musical to be written, produced, and performed entirely by African Americans. With 484 performances and many curtain time traffic jams on 63rd Street, Shuffle Along proved that audiences would pay to see black talent on Broadway. There have been two Broadway revivals of this show, and next month a new musical based on the making of Shuffle Along opens on Broadway. The musical's most popular song, I'm Just Wild About Harry, later became a campaign song for Harry Truman's 1948 presidential bid. And Judy Garland popularized the song in the 1939 musical film, Babes in Arms.
I'm just wild about Harry. About me, the heavenly blisses of his kisses fills me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy, or like the honey from a bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and he's just wild about me.
On The Greatest Memories. Well, I don't know what time it is where you are, but here it's twilight time. These are the Platters.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. Tis twilight time. When purple-colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Glow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the
head. In the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, that twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, that twilight time.
Together, at last, that twilight time.
A number one record in 1958 for the Platters, Twilight Time. Few years after that, their lead vocalist Tony Williams left the group, and in 1961, the Platters sued Mercury Records when the label refused to release records by the Platters on which Tony Williams did not sing lead.
Here they are, the Beatles.
And of course, it was February 1964 when the Fab Four took America by storm.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
In 1963, when the Beatles started their first British tour, they were the opening act for a singer named Helen Shapiro. You're listening to The Greatest Memories. I'm Ben Sandifer. We'll be right back.
I'm Jimmy Powell, community manager of the Gables at Wolf Creek, and I'd like you to hear what some of our residents say about living at the Gables.
I don't have to worry about anything hardly, and I feel so safe.
All I can say is I'm happy here, and it's the place to be, especially when you're a senior and you don't need any more responsibilities. Everybody knows you, and if anything happens, everybody rallies.
We were living in Florida, and it was time to get close to family, and we're all in the same boat. We all have similar interests.
We just have a good time. Parties and the suppers and the tours we go on together and the shows we see.
It would be my greatest pleasure to give you a tour of the Gables at Wolf Creek in Macon, Georgia. We will help with your downsizing and moving expenses too. Give me a call or visit our website, thegables.us.
The greatest memories.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. But love me. Bring my faithful heart. Tear it all apart. But love me.
Won't you love me?
If you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue. Only I would beg and steal,
beg and steal, just to feel
your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine. Darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal.
He would beg and steal. Just to feel
your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine.
So close to mine.
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so begging on my knees. All I ask is please, please love me. Oh, yeah.
Elvis and Love Me on The Greatest Memories. He started the first leg of his last tour in February 1977 at the Sportatorium in Hollywood, Florida. He would do 59 shows in 54 cities over the next 4 months. And in February 1959, Elvis played his only show outside North America at the Lido Club in Paris. And he did this while he was on leave from the U.S. Army.
Solutions for seniors.
With the debates for the presidential candidates heating up, the topic on a lot of seniors' minds is Social Security. Many seniors would like to know when is the right time to apply for Social Security and start getting benefits. Are Social Security benefits taxable? What, if any, changes are there for both the 2015 tax year and for 2016? And will Social Security still be around when my children and grandchildren approach retirement age? First, the decision to file for Social Security is complex and deserves careful thought. Many retirees lose out on valuable benefits because they collect too early. If you can postpone filing until you reach age 70, your benefit could increase about 8% a year. All told, your monthly benefit at 70 could be up to 76% larger than what you receive at age 62. If you're married, there are strategies to increase your overall benefit. So be sure to work as a team. Next, some people must pay taxes on part of their Social Security benefits. Others find that their benefits aren't taxable. If you get Social Security, the IRS can help you determine if some of your benefits are taxable. Third, the monthly Social Security and Supplemental Security Income, SSI, benefits will not automatically increase in 2016, as there's no increase in the Consumer Price Index. Finally, the nearly 80 million baby boomers phasing into retirement will set in motion a dynamic that, if not addressed by Congress, could result in the next generation getting fewer benefits. However, despite fears that boomers will trigger a collapse of Social Security, experts say the system can and will survive for decades and generations to come. That's Solutions for Seniors. I'm Terry Benton, an attorney at practicing in Macon, Georgia.
The greatest memories.
Darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears.
Joe Stafford, newly released this month on CD, the Joe Stafford Collection, 1939 to 1962. And also, Dion has a new CD out this month. It's called New York is My Home, but here's one of his classics.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. They don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, there's Flo on my left arm and there's Mary on my right. And Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest. Cause I'm a Wanderer. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town.
'cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, 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 'cause I'm a wanderer.
That's Dion with The Wanderer, and The Greatest Memories continues our series of stories from our veterans as we approach America's 240th birthday. But in the month that includes Valentine's Day, Griff and Meredith's story is perhaps as much a love story as a war story.
I joined the Coast Guard in 43. Yeah, I thought maybe I'd guard our coast. I didn't know it went all the way to the Suez Canal. I ended up in the Mediterranean, and I stayed there for 2.5 years. Most of the war, running up and down the coast there. We were on the invasion of Sicily, Tunis. Everything that went on over there, we was an escort vessel. And we'd take the guys in the invasion. We'd take them into the beach, make sure they hit the right place.
Meanwhile, back in the States, Meredith was doing her part for the war effort.
I left Newport, Tennessee in 1942 to go to School of Cosmetology in Nashville, Tennessee. When the war escalated and the school closed, and somebody from Vultee Aircraft in Nashville came over to the school, and he interviewed a whole bunch of us, and six of us got a job at Vultee Aircraft. We were assigned to the assembly line, and I installed the bomb controls. When they found out that I had strong hands, they put me on cleanup. They said I was the only woman in the department that could tighten the screws. We were Rosie the Riveters.
And here's where the love story began.
After VE Day and VJ Day, then I went to Mobile, Alabama in a radio shack down there in the Coast Guard, and that's where I met her.
I was working at Brookley Field in Mobile, and the department was having a party.
One of Meredith's co-workers was supposed to be Griff's blind date, but when the co-worker ended up serving refreshments at the party instead,
and he says, "Well, you can have my date. He won't know the difference." So she told me later that when she loaned me her date, she didn't intend for me to marry him. And I said, "I didn't hear anything about a loan. You said you would give him to me."
And the end result of that party at Brookley Field Air Force Base in Mobile?
She was a blind date one night, and I took a liking to her. And then we stuck together, and we've been together ever since. We've been married 70 years.
The greatest memories.
Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't have no fear.
Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? Well, holler, hey.
What you told me, heard what you said. Heard what you told me, heard what you said. Don't you worry, my pretty, don't lose my head. On her elbows, dimples on her knees. There's dimples on her elbows, dimples on her knees. She thrills and thrills me just a little squeeze.
Come, 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 come on.
you know, Kokomo, that I love you so? Talk, talk, talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Oh, talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't you have no fear.
Don't you know I love you so?
Kokomo,
Kokomo,
Kokomo, Kokomo, Kokomo, don't you know I love you, Kokomo, Kokomo! Kokomo from Perry Como, perhaps one of the reasons why Billboard magazine announced in February 1955 that for the first time ever, 45s were outselling 78s.
Hello, I'm Margie Briscoe, community manager at the Cottages of Monroe. Here's what some of our residents say about living at the cottages.
My name is Bill McKinley. We just wanted to be closer to the family, and we love it here. It's really nice. You got nice people, and they do all the things that I don't have to do when we owned our own home. It's safe, and it's in a community that reminds me of a smaller town where I grew up, and it's still close enough to other things that you can get to them in a reasonable time. You know, it's really nice.
I would love to give you a tour of Walton County's finest community for active seniors, retirees, and empty nesters, the Cottages of Monroe. Call me at 770-207-5335 or visit our website, thecottages.us.
And now, more music.
The greatest memories.
Feet, feet, five, five, four, four, four. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his knees. I know that's him, yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught, just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me. Everybody always picking on me.
The Coasters and Charlie Brown, the national touring show In the Mood Live, is now in its 22nd season. And during the show's stop in Macon, Georgia recently, the greatest memories caught up with the show's founder and producer, Bud Forrest.
My goal was to give audiences a flavor of what it must have been like in 1940 to hear Duke Ellington or Count Basie or Harry James or Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller and so forth. And I think we've achieved that.
And though Bud Forrest himself was classically trained at the prestigious Juilliard School.
Well, I've always worked on popular music in one form or another. Even my classical music teacher, the last 15 minutes of my piano lesson, we spent working on some popular music just so I have a different styles of sounds and of music in general, never knowing whether I'm going to become a concert pianist or a jazz pianist.
One of the other behind-the-scenes people with In the Mood Live is arranger Vic Schoen.
You don't know his name, but he, for the entire career of the Andrews Sisters, or most of it, he was their conductor and music director and arranger. And I asked him if he could do some arranging for In the Mood. And he said, absolutely. And so even today, his version of Tuxedo Junction and our salute to the military is all his creation. And we're very pleased to carry on the great traditions of the big bands.
Now, when you see the show, you may notice that many of the cast members were not even born when these songs were first popular.
I mean, most people would be hard-pressed to think of music written 50 years before they were born. But these songs are timeless. And so these singers get into the style, they get into the mood, so to speak, and they learn how to do and how to sing these songs. And it's a real pleasure to just watch them transform from 2016 back to 1940.
Bud Forrest says the show is especially important to seniors.
We all know a song that triggers a memory of a person or a place. And when you put this all together in one show, the memory bank must be going wild. You remind me of my husband, you remind me of my brother. It's just a real pleasure for me to be able to open up those memories.
But he also says In the Mood Live attracts audiences from 8 to 98.
In the college communities around the country, the swing dance clubs are huge everywhere. We hear about it, we meet some of them, and everybody's into this sound and the spirit and the energy of the big bands. And they get up there and they want to dance. And then the little kids who have never seen a big band, I watch them from the stage, and they have their mouths wide open because they never heard such a thing before.
In the Mood Live's current season will be going on through early May all over the U.S. You can find out if there's a show coming to your area on the website, inthemoodlive.com. That's inthemoodlive.com.
The greatest memories.
Miss the Saturday dance. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Without you, don't get around much anymore.
Song Don't Get Around Much Anymore, done by the late Natalie Cole, who we lost at the end of last year.
Classic country!
And the great Merle Haggard, who's from Bakersfield, California. This was one of his number one hits that was in a 1968 movie he starred in called Killers 3.
First thing I remember knowing is a
lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, no one to change my mind. Mama tried, the one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, with the bad I kept on turning until mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied, that leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
Mama Tried from Merle Haggard. He will be appearing here in Macon, Georgia in the month of May, about a month after he has his 79th birthday. And speaking of Macon, Georgia.
Hello, I'm Joy Johnson, Executive Director of the Cottages on Wesleyan. Here's what some of our residents say about living at the cottages.
When you come through the gate, it's beautiful. And it's that way all year long, no matter what the season.
My mother's always been an independent person. The cottages allow my mother to be as independent as she can be while providing her with the assistance that she needs. This allows us to be her family and not just her caretakers.
I felt at home immediately and have made many new friends here. The fellowship is excellent and we enjoy all the comforts of home.
Everything is flat, no steps, no stairs.
We are really like one big family here.
I would love to give you a tour of our independent cottages or assisted living suites at the Cottages on Wesleyan in Macon, Georgia. Call me at 478-405-8280 or visit our website, thecottages.us.
The greatest memories.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby.
Records' all-time biggest hit, Long Tall Sally. He recorded that in New Orleans in February 1956. And that happened only because a year earlier he had sent his first audition tape to Specialty Records there. Now, if you like trivia like that, you need to join The Greatest Memories on Facebook. Every day we have a trivia question, and the more of those you know and answer on our Facebook page, the greater your chances of winning our monthly prize drawing. And that prize is a beautiful gift basket filled with some great Southern products from Lane Southern Orchards. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/thegreatestmemories. Why don't you join us?
A crooner classic.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. Gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Songs on The Greatest Memories, like Tony Bennett's rendition of Anything Goes, can be downloaded through iTunes, Amazon, or Google Play. Chart information from Billboard Magazine, voiceover imaging by TP Media. Our theme music comes from Digital Juice and jingles by Ben Friedman Productions. The Greatest Memories has been brought to you, as it is each month, by four great 55-plus communities in the state of Georgia: the Cottages of Monroe, the Cottages at Woodland Terrace in Milledgeville, and in Macon, the Gables at Wolf Creek and the Cottages on Wesleyan. You can find out more about each of those on the website, thecottages.us. Well, thanks to our February contributors, Bud Forrest, the producer of In the Mood Live, James and Meredith Griffith, attorney Terry Benton, and John Jones from Macon Little Theater. The executive producers of The Greatest Memories are Randy Griffin and Wayne Johnson. From Macon, Georgia, this is your host, Ben Sandifer, hoping you'll join us again right here next month.
The Greatest Memories.
A creative service of GMS Productions, Macon, Georgia.
Copyright 2016.
All rights reserved.